unofficial millons.co.uk.
Can you tell me the story?
Yeah, basically, I've just finished university and I'm moving out of my house, my mum and dad's house, and I've been sorting out my boxes of all my stuff in my old room because they want to make it into a sort of spare room, they want to redecorate it and stuff.
Okay.
And I was searching through everything and I found all my old videos, and I found one that didn't have a label on it and I wasn't sure what it was, so I brought it back to uni and I decided to watch it, and then I started to play it, and it was sort of an old episode, I think it was Cracker or something like that.
Yeah, that was very good.
Cracker, Heartbeat.
Yeah.
Right?
And then, I don't think he tapes Heartbeat.
What?
He doesn't tape Heartbeat.
No.
Cracker's credible.
And then it went a bit fuzzy, there was a bit of snow on the screen and stuff, and I thought something had gone wrong with my tape player, but then all of a sudden sort of an extreme like close-up of my dad, with no top on, came on, and he was obviously turning on the camera. And then
right, carry on.
And then he walked away from the camera, and he was a bit naked.
a bit naked?
Yeah, or very
total,
naked?
Total nude.
Right.
Naked.
So, dad has no clothes on?
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much.
Okay. And was there anyone else in the video?
Yeah, my mum was there as well.
Oh, God! And was your mum
clothed?
No.
Oh, God!
No.
So
she was naked too.
It was a video of your mum and dad with no clothes on.
Yeah.
See, this is my worst nightmare.
It was my worst nightmare. No, it's been real.
It could happen to anybody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I think you should bust my mum.
What?
Bust my mum.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why would you want us to do that?
Because they deserve it, taping it.
Do you kind of want to keep it, like, private and stuff?
Do you not just want to kind of draw a line under it there, do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but I'd rather embarrass them.
Right, okay, we can't do this live.
Right.
Because it's not fair on your mum,
right?
Right. But I tell you, what we could do, if you really want us to go through with this, is we could play a couple of records.
Yeah.
And you could give me some more details while we do that.
Right.
And then we'll give your mum a call and we'll record it. And if she doesn't go bonkers, then we'll play it with her permission, right?
Okay.
Because we can't do that otherwise.
That seems fair.
Is that kind of. Is that fair enough, Stu?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Stuart, if you just stay there, I'll get some more details off you and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So, Chappa's called her up, right? And we had an idea. Stuart told us during those last couple of records that his mum and dad rented a video from a local video shop. So that's kind of given us an idea and a kind of angle for Chappers to ring up as the bloke from the video shop, right? So this is what happened when Chappers just called Stuart's mum.
Hello?
Oh, hi, yeah. I wonder if you could help me. It's the video here.
Oh, hi.
Hi, yeah. You rented a copy of Phantom of the Opera from the shop a couple of weeks ago, yeah?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a bit of a mix-up, you see, and I'm hoping you'll be able to help me. The next people who rented the film have made a complaint.
Right.
You see, because it was in a different video in the box when they got it. It wasn't the actual Phantom of the Opera film, and I was just wondering if you actually had the original tape there and you may have just got them mixed up and put it in a different box.
Well, no, I definitely put the tape in. I brought it all in myself, so... Are you sure it's the one from me, yeah?
Yeah, because you were the last one on the list before it went out to this customer, you see. It's just that the tape that was returned to us wasn't exactly what the people who rented the film were expecting.
Oh.
If I tell you what was on the tape, then it might jog your memory a bit, might give you some reminders.
Well, yeah, you can do it.
All right, well, it starts with a man, and he's a bit balding, and he's wearing glasses, and he's looking right into the camera. And does that remind you of anybody at the moment?
No, not really, no.
All right, and then he walks away, and it becomes clear that he's... it's a bit difficult to say, isn't it? But he's completely naked.
Right.
Like, no boxers on or anything like that. And then it's a bit dark, and then you can see a woman on the sofa. But you can't really... I can't really make out the lady's face, but I can see the sofa brilliantly. It's got a flowery pattern on it, and then there's some blue-coloured curtains behind the sofa. And the lady, as well, doesn't have any clothes on.
Right.
Does that sound familiar at all? Either the bald bloke or the sofa or the curtains? Right, because I've put it on the... You know, like, we have these screens in the shop. I managed to put it on one of them today to see if any of the customers might recognise it and then want to take the tape back. Because it's obviously not one of ours.
What, you've put it on in the shop?
Yeah, just because... Just to see if any customers that came in might recognise it as their tape. But, I mean, it looks quite cheap, to be honest. So.
You mean you've had it on in the shop?
Yeah, just to see if, like, anybody that came in...
Shouldn't have put it on in the shop.
But I was just trying
to... No, it's like, you know, you're not allowed to do something like that. If you don't know what it is, you shouldn't have done something like that, should you?
Well, I wanted somebody to claim it back. It was obviously not Phantom of the Opera because the bloke didn't have a mask on or anything.
Well, yeah. Well, that's... you know, me as a customer or anybody as a customer, you shouldn't have done something like that. You know, if you weren't sure, you should have phoned me.
A lot of the customers liked it, actually. They said it caused quite a stir.
Well, I'm sure it did, but, you know, it's not really something that you should have been doing, is it, really?
It's one of our...
It's not very professional on your behalf, is it?
So you sound like you know what the film is. Do you know what it is?
Well, let me get this right. The tape that you're talking about was in the Phantom of the Opera case.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, this is just absolutely impossible. There's just no way. Absolutely impossible.
Well, it has caused quite a stir.
Well, I'm sure it has. I'm sure it has, but, you know, I want that tape back.
We've put it on the internet and everything.
The internet? You are joking now, aren't you?
No, it's
tell me that you're joking. With everything you've said to me, tell me you're joking with me.
It's a work of art.
Well, you're absolute disgrace. You need to, you know, is your manager there? Because I want to speak to him because you're an absolute shambles.
What? Why are you so worked up about it? It's not.
Well, you know, you're phoning me up, saying all these things to me, saying if, you know, do I know who it is? You've put it on in the shop, you've let everybody have a look at in the shop, then you're saying you put it on the internet, so God knows how many other idiots could be watching whatever you're saying you're watching, and now you're phoning me up to talk to me about it now. I want to speak to your manager, and I want it all starting out straight away.
Who is it on the film then? Is it you?
Well, that's got nothing to do with you. Obviously, you're relating it back to me some way or other. But if you know whether it's me or whether it's not me, you shouldn't be putting things on the internet. I think we should terminate this phone call, don't you?
Julia, it's not really a video shop here. It's Chappers from Radio 1. I work with Scott Mills. And I'm actually calling on behalf of Stuart.
Oh, that little...
I love that one. That was my favourite.
This is Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
You are marvellous there, darling.
Thank you. I'm still waiting for my pantomime offer.
I think Late Night Hollyoaks is the next step.
Brilliant.
You know those late night ones they do?
Me and Gemma Atkinson.